Hello, this is Pastor Deborah. Once again, we are going to have another wonderful episode, part of my personal true story, from death of Jan to the birth and resurrection of Pastor Deborah. It's a powerful true story. I've been working through it. It is story number 28 on the website of the School of Light, The Kingdom of a God Below, volume number 1. This is going to be episode number 17 of my story. I go slow because it's powerful and there's a lot to it. I went through it first, and then God had to help me understand through His Word of the Authorized King James Bible what happened to me. I talked to many people about dying to yourself, the old you, in your soul, and how the new you, the eternal you, that you don't know yet, has to come alive, be fed and nursed by warm, sweet milk. Then you have to graduate to the meat of the Word, and you grow and you develop, and then God, your Father, your eternal Father, gives you gifts. He invests in you so you can bring back to Him a 100-fold increase of what He's given you. He's a businessman, and He is looking for a return on His investment. So here in this part, episode number 17, we're going to pick up with some scriptures that I had to learn about what this new identity was, how the old died, and what I was to be doing. But first, let's open up with prayer. Dear God of creation, the eternal businessman of the business of the kingdom of heaven, thank you for showing me what happened to me when Jan had to die and how she died and what Pastor Deborah had to do. Thank you that as we near the end, we will be told how Satan, Pastor Deborah's spiritual enemy and adversary, responded to this powerful spiritual death and resurrection. I thank you that you will use my personal story to help others so that they too can die to the old them, the them that's in their soul or their biological brain, to their memories, the people. Oh, they'll still have the memories, but there'll be no emotional attachment, no feelings except love, and hoping that everybody will make it upon their earthly death into the kingdom of heaven, and that those that are alive will believe through seeing that you love them and are powerful and will help them. So be with me now as I teach and tell more of my personal story called It's Time. Amen. All right, we've been working through some powerful scriptures in this story. We're now going to go to Luke 5, 36 through 39 of the Authorized King James Bible. Luke happened to be a physician, a doctor back in the early days when this guy named Christ Jesus was walking the earth. He wasn't too sure about this healing that all this Christ did, because medicine didn't really believe even back then in miracles of healing. But Luke learned, and he saw for himself. You must believe, even if you have just a little belief and a little bit of faith. God will help you to see and believe that His words are true, His power is true, and that He does heal. So here in Luke 5, Luke was one of the four Gospels written in the Authorized King James Bible. We're going to begin with verse 36. And Jesus spoke also a parable unto them. No man puts a piece of new garment, a spiritual identity, a new heart and mind upon the old. You don't put the soul onto the spirit. The spirit gets born again, brand new, and it releases its new identity, character, personality, thoughts and concepts and culture of the kingdom of heaven to the soul, which is the helpmate of the spirit, out through the five senses. We are told, if otherwise you put the old, try to put the old on the soul, onto this new spirit, both the new spiritual identity will make a tear, and that piece that was taken out, the old man of the flesh, out of this new identity, will not agree with it. The old and the new will not agree. And the old identity of the flesh can stay powerful and in charge. Verse 37. And no man spiritually puts new wine. These are new truths, knowledge, spiritual revelations into old bottles. The old spiritual identity, the old man of the flesh. Don't think that your old man out of your biological brain can learn any spiritual thing from the five senses. It can't. Or else the new wine, this new truth, new light, the new knowledge of this new spiritual identity, it will burst, be destroyed. The new spiritual identity will be overwhelmed. And it will not grow. It's like going to the dinner table and told to eat and there's nothing on the plate. So eventually, the new you will just fade away. Stay a little baby, maybe in a coma. Dehydrated. Skinny. Have no strength, no will, no knowledge. Because you're not getting fed spiritually. I had that happen to me. Let me tell you that story real quick. I went to a church, and a Christian church, and I've been to others, and the pastor was talking about all the wonderful things their church did. They had orphanages, they fed the poor, they were building schools in other nations. I thought the pastor did a wonderful job of telling us the ministry and the mission of the church. And he asked everyone there, if you agreed with that, liked that, and wanted to be a part of it, join the church. Well, I went to my car and I was listening to the radio, listening to another pastor teach on angels. I was waiting for my son, who was at another church, to go to lunch. Well, all of a sudden, I heard in the spirit, God said to me, "You did not get fed today." I go, "What? What did that mean?" It meant I had no spiritual food from God. No light, no truth. Now, I was listening to another pastor talk about angels. While I was listening, I saw in the spirit, through the gift of discerning of spirits, my spiritual hand reach over into the middle of the car and grab a piece of something, like chicken or lamb, and put it to my spiritual mouth while I'm listening. My spirit was being fed meat of the word. That went on for a little while. I'm just sitting in my driver's seat of my car, listening to the radio, a pastor about angels. Then all of a sudden, God said, "Now you have been fed, and I can have holy common union with you." And all of a sudden, in my hand, a golden goblet appeared with real wine in it and a piece of bread. I ate the piece of bread, which was the body and the belief and the identity of Christ Jesus as the Son of God who went to the cross. And the wine was a representative, a symbol of the blood shed for my sins, for all humanity. And God said, "Now I can have a common union with you. We can become one. You have been fed my words of truth." Don't you ever discount pastors, teachers. Some of them are feeding you nothing. Some are feeding you poisonous food. Some of them are feeding you baby food when you need mature food. Some of them, it's like I went to this church with my plate empty to the buffet table, and there was nothing there. But I didn't know it spiritually. So we are told here that if the new spiritual identity does not get fed, it cannot eat of the old and mature and grow. And what will happen is the new identity will be, this new knowledge, it'll just be spilled, it'll be wasted, unprofitable, like water off of a duck's back, because the spirit would still be encased in the soul. And it's thrown away and it's of no use. And the spiritual heart and the mind of the new identity will never grow. It might even perish. It'll be longing or destroyed for lack of new wine, new truth, new spiritual revelations, the new spiritual identity in Christ. The word Christ just means the anointed one, the spiritual part. And what was anointed in Christ? The Word. We're told the Word, that's Christ, was made flesh. It was the Word that had to get back to us. Not a physical being, but it had to come in that to show us we are carriers of the Word of God. You might call him Allah. The word Allah only means God. But you must be a carrier, spiritually, of his words. And if you are, then people will be drawn to you. They will be powerful in spiritual battles, which we all face. It was the Word of God that was inside this Christ. Verse number 38. But new wine, new truths, new knowledge, the new spiritual revelations, the new spiritual identity must be put into new bottles, new spiritual hearts and minds. And both then are preserved, both the new wine, the new truth, the new knowledge, the new revelations, and the new bottle, the new identity of the spiritual heart and mind of you, a spiritual creature that is created in and through agape love by the Holy Spirit of this God of creation and his living Word. The living Word, Christ, is a life-giving spirit. The Word is a spirit because it's God. God is a spirit and he speaks out, proclaims and prophesies, and his Word brings forth new life. That was some extra teaching. And I want to stop right here before we go to verse 39, because this is so intense. Go back, take notes, look it up. Even if you are not a Christian, study. Muhammad knew about this. Muhammad had visions. Muhammad went to the throne room of God and met Jesus and Abraham and all the old prophets. Muhammad believed in Satan and devils and demons and evil, wicked people. Don't you ever discount Muhammad. He had a lot of issues. He was a man of his time and culture and traditions, but spiritually, he had truth. Now, he was not new at that time, so a lot of it's kind of mixed up. But he had visitations in a cave from an angel. I think the Islam calls him Jibril, but he's also called Gabriel, which is the messenger of God. Don't you ever discount ancient history. The Egyptians believed in gods. They believed they were the son of God. All the kings and queens, even in China, England, they believed they were offsprings of the God of creation, of the kingdom of heaven. So you come back to the next episode of my personal story called It's Time. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.